The Eye of Providence moves from the top of the pyramid to the bottom, resembling the transfer of knowledge from the elite to the masses. Someone wise once said, "The times they are a-changin'." We live in a new age, an age of artificial intelligence that can now do remarkable things. The No Disclosure Podcast is hyped to announce a brand new book, a self-help book written completely by AI, edited by humans. The Book of W is an artificial intelligence book that tells the story of the laws of life. One of the interesting things about books that help us with our lives lies in the unique perspective of others. But when that other is an AI, that's when things get fascinating. This book explains concepts of life with a practical approach. It enables you to apply practical examples that are described in simple forms. The book will make you look at life from a uniquely different point of view, learn its secrets, learn new tools, and use them to your own advantage, becoming a better person, a more successful individual, achieving happiness and satisfaction, and learning about your true self is always welcome, no matter the source. So check it out. The Book of W is available as a Kindle edition as well as paperback. All links to get the book as well as the book's website and TikTok channel will be in this episode's description. One happened back in 2014. I know we're a little late to the party, but Gassy's kid Eli turned me on to this event that occurred back in June of 2014. And I know I only keep with current things, but I will argue that in the world of the guinea pig, this is pretty current because not a lot of things happen, you know, in guinea pig history. This is a remarkable event, and I need to commemorate it. And you'll see why this is so important in a minute, and why I absolutely had to read this on No Disclosure, even though we don't do historical things. To us, I mean, you know, this is yesterday's news. Guinea pigs are probably still talking about this shit. Guinea pig becomes father of 400 after breaking into a female enclosure. Yes, it happened back in 2014. We found Nick Cannon's spirit animal and didn't even know it. Staff at Hatton County World in Warwickshire couldn't understand why they suddenly had 100 pregnant guinea pigs on their hands until they released one of the male rodents. It had managed to escape his enclosure and infiltrate the female-only enclosure. They noticed that the exhausted father-to-be, now named Rick Randy, lost a little bit of weight. Well, he's working hard, didn't win. That's a lot of babies. But didn't realize why until they discovered he was actually a male rodent being kept in the wrong pen. Yes. The animal park, which already has 300 male and female guinea pigs, is now readying itself for a population boom. This is back in 2014, by the way. These guinea pigs has already been born, boy. But this is supposed to joy in my heart. He's talking with the, I could just see it in my head. He's talking with the other guinea pigs. Be like, guys, I've been chosen for a very important mission. Why does he get to go? Because, goddammit, I'm the only one with the specialized training. I've been waiting my whole life for this. You know how difficult this is going to be? I'm going to lose weight here. You know, I'm going to put myself through a lot of physical duress. Not only is this a jailbreak, but it's a break-in. Randy impregnated up to 100 female guinea pigs, which have litters of about 4. So do the fucking math. At the time, they didn't know how long Randy, perfect name for him, was in the female enclosure, but it could have been several weeks, which would have given him time to go around the entire female population. The staff did comment he looked a little thinner than before. He now rejoined his male friends. Clearly, he's got a lot of bragging to do. Yeah, if he wasn't the alpha male before all this, he sure as shit is now. Welcome to No Disclosure. This podcast is brought, I just love that. Way to go, little guy. This podcast is brought to you by Anchor, Prevail Guitar Works, and DistroKid, This podcast is where we go on the news, see what's happening in the world, and based like fine, expensive turkeys in the sheer audacity and craziness that is our news media. So what else do we have in the news? That needs to be like, that should be all I need to read, you know? A fucking news story that epic? How are we going to top that? I'm like, cool, guinea pig story, I'm out.
Have a good day, be fancy, kids.
And then, you know, cue music. Fuck it.
Have a good day. We can't top that. We can't top that. Bye, guys. Have a good week.
No, I'm just kidding. So this one you're going to like. You're going to like this one. This is from CBS News. Every monk in a Thai temple. I can't say that right. That is, when you're looking at the words, okay, just in my defense, it's kind of a tongue twister because you want to say Thai temple. Every monk in a Thai temple was defrocked after testing positive for methamphetamine. Jeez, guys. Are things really that bad now? It's ruining thousands of years of tradition. A Buddhist temple in central Thailand has been left without monks after all of its holy men failed drug tests and were defrocked. Yes. This happened last Tuesday. Four monks, including an abbot at a temple in Province's Bung Sam Phan district, tested positive for methamphetamine on Monday. District official Boon Lert told AFP. The monks have been sent to a health clinic to undergo drug rehabilitation. Well, I certainly fucking hope so. The temple is now completely empty of monks. Yes, they are all gone. Nearby villagers are concerned that they cannot do any merit making. Merit making involves worshippers, you know, donating food to monks as a good deed. Well, you're going to have to figure something else out. That's fucked. Thailand is a major transit country for meth, if you didn't know. Flooding in from Myanmar's troubled Chon State via Laos, according to the UN Office on Drugs and Crime. UNODC. UNODC. It's one of my favorite acronyms because that's what it is. UNODC. On the street, meth pills called Yaba. I like that sound. I like that. Yaba. Sounds cleaner. Sell for less than 20 baht, around 50 cents. Meth, and particularly the Yaba, can be easily found in every corner of Thailand. Supply is up everywhere. It's a problem. Authorities across Southeast Asia around the globe have made you know, record meth seizures, like record for any country. Crazy. To the point now where it's cleared an entire Buddhist temple of their monks. That's fucked up. Wow. I'm seeing another article about that too. It's such a big thing right now. That is nuts. Wow. Minnesota, 200 anglers rescued from a broken ice chunk. What? Wait a minute. Am I reading this correctly? 200 anglers rescued from a broken ice chunk. What happened? Around two people. Oh, it's one of those days, isn't it? One of those days. I'm messing up my words. I can't speak properly. 200 people, that's different than two dipshit, have been rescued after they were stranded on a large chunk of ice that broke away in a Minnesota lake. Local sheriff's office said the people adrift on Upper Red Lake in northern Minnesota were fishing when the ice broke. Oh, shit. Yep, I was thinking that. Okay, well, yeah, I didn't know exactly what happened. But my brain immediately went to the day after tomorrow, you know? Anglers were surrounded by up to 90 feet, or 27 meters for most of my listeners, so yeah, look out for you, of open water, the Beltrami County Sheriff's Office says. They added that all those who were stranded have been safely rescued. The incident occurred at a popular ice fishing destination in Minnesota. What happened was the ice with the southwest wind shifted, and it broke away in some spots. Yeah, 200 people just start going adrift. Well, I am glad that they were rescued. See, with this other article here that I'm about to read, a disclaimer. If you don't have this rule in your home, you need to. Do not play Monopoly with friends or family members. Don't do it. I don't care what Parker Brothers tells you. I don't care what the ad says. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care what the back of the box looks like. You do not play Monopoly with friends or family members because Monopoly will end that shit. And this guy, case in point. I always said Monopoly was fucking dangerous, and now I have proof. A man has been arrested after family's Monopoly game turns violent, see? And it has nothing to do with him looking crazy as shit. Tulsa, Oklahoma. Tulsa Police Department arrested a man Saturday night after they say a family game of Monopoly turned violent.
Officers were called to a shots fired call. Someone fucked with Boardwalk, didn't they? Well, didn't they? Yeah. You've been waiting the whole time to get Boardwalk or Park Place, either one. And then in one turn, someone gets fucking both of them. That's what happened, right? That's what happened. That would make me pull a fucking gun. Because that shit, or one guy wouldn't let you, like, you know, the bank was fucking with you, taking some money on the side, you know? Come on, every banker cheats. Don't give me that look. Officers were called to a shots fired call near Admiral Amingo just before 6:30 p.m. The caller identified the suspect, John Armstrong, saying he chased her down and fired a shot at her and her father. Jeez. Yeah, that sounds like Park Place violence. When police arrived, they immediately took Armstrong into custody. Well, don't let him play Monopoly with any of the jail guys in jail, man. You know, he can't control his Monopoly playing. Investigators learned the family had been drinking alcohol and playing Monopoly. What planet are you guys from? This family here. What fucking... Were you guys... Did you grow up in caves? You're aware that Monopoly is like the family killer, right? It's like the friend killer. You have a best friend. You're like, whoa, you really want to test your relationship? Play some fucking Monopoly. And then you bring alcohol into the mix? Okay. What are these people from Mars? Fight broke out between Armstrong and his stepfather. After knocking over the game board and turning over furniture, they were told to take the fight outside. Armstrong pulled out a gun after getting cut in the head and chased his stepfather and stepsister down the street, pointing the gun at them. He fired a shot at the ground. Officers did not find the gun, saying they believe Armstrong hid it in the house before surrendering. Armstrong was arrested and booked into the Tulsa County Jail for assault with a deadly weapon. Wow. Oh, my God. Now, one of the... he's starting to become a rogue gallery person on No Disclosure. What did Donald say? The rogue gallery of No Disclosure is what? R. Kelly, Bill Cosby, Jared Fogel. You know, the guys that we keep talking about. Man, okay, tell you what. I am officially including Kanye West into the No Disclosure Rogue Gallery. It's official. There we go. Yeah, I have to, because we read more articles about Kanye than probably any other fucking famous person. Kanye, you keep fucking around, I'm going to add you to the cover art. Adidas to investigate claims that Kanye West showed pornography to staff. Yeah, that's a good way to be professional there, Yeezy. The sportswear giant Adidas is to launch an independent investigation into allegations of misconduct made this week against the U.S. rapper and fashion designer Kanye West, or, as he likes to call himself, you know what I mean? Yeah, I get to play that again. See, I downloaded that song clip, that sound clip for a reason. Whenever we talk about Kanye West, we need to, you know, speak about him and the name that he has applied himself in order to be accurate, right? The claims by unidentified staff at Yeezy and Adidas, which surfaced in a Rolling Stone article on Tuesday, included allegations that the musician, that's a bit of a stretch, who has changed his name to, showed an intimate picture of his ex-wife, Kim Kardashian. Well, who the fuck wouldn't? I know it's wrong. I know it's fucked up. But man, if you're dating Kim Kardashian, as airheaded, I don't fucking, Kardashians can suck my fucking toes. But, you know, she sends you a picture. She's sitting in the bathroom thinking about you, little Yeezy. Ooh, look at this. This is what's waiting for you when you get home. I'm going to show one of my buddies, be like, look what I'm dating. That's a joke, by the way. Okay. Don't fucking cancel me just yet. Showed an intimate picture of his ex-wife and job interviews, and that his problematic behavior was overlooked by Adidas management. I can imagine. The staff allegations included in a letter to Adidas obtained by the outlet included claims that Adidas turned their moral compass off and failed to protect employees from years of verbal abuse, vulgar tirades, and bullying attacks. Well, what did you expect? It's Kanye West. Kanye, you really need to get yourself some fucking help there, bud. Adidas said in a statement on Thursday, it is not currently clear whether the accusations made in an anonymous letter are true, but it took the claims very seriously, had taken the decision to launch an independent investigation on the matter immediately to address the allegations. Wow. And I voted for you, Kanye. I voted for you, man. I thought you were going to change this country. And now I find out you're no better than any other fucking politician. You're even doing the same shit that they do. So, in 2017, apparently, he yelled at a senior female member of the design team that a Yeezy sweater was not up to standards. Standards? West reportedly looked down at his foot, then up at the employee and said, "I want you to make me a shoe I can fuck." Really? You call that sexual misconduct? You need to think, I don't know. You got to get me a little, you got to give me a little bit more than that. I get what he's saying. Yeah, you probably shouldn't say that to a female in a professional environment, but you know what he's meaning. Like, I want you to make me something fucking sexy. I want you to make me something that I would take out on a fucking date. Make me a shoe that I want to fuck. You know, I get it. I get what he's saying. Is this just one of those things where they're overblowing shit? But it's Kanye, so we're probably going to find something weird, aren't we? Analysis estimate that the Yeezy partnership accounts for 7% of the group's revenue. Don't give a shit. Let's look into some of these things going on. Is that it? That's it, right? Seriously? That's all he did? Oh, he was showing pictures of... he was showing staff pictures of Kim Kardashian that you will never see in a magazine. Maybe. That's fucked up, Kanye. What's your deal, man? Oh my god, that's fucked up, dude. Yeah, you know, professional environment. They're helping you out. And Adidas, shame on you for overlooking that shit. You knew it was gonna come out. Ohio lawyer is accused of tossing. Yes, okay. Listen, really put your thinking cap on here when you hear this. An Ohio lawyer is accused of tossing. I can't say it. And there's a fucking ad in the way. I have to expand the whole window to get rid of this ad? Really? That's fucked up. Okay, let me try and start over here. Ohio lawyer is accused of tossing a poop-filled Pringles can into parking lot of Victims Advocacy Center. A lawyer. Not some crazy guy on the street. A lawyer. An Ohio lawyer has been accused in an ethics complaint, that's a nice way to put it, of depositing his doo-doo into a potato chip can and then tossing it like a fucking grenade into the parking lot of a victim's advocacy center. The lawyer, Jack Allen Blakesley, allegedly threw the uncovered poop-filled Pringles can into the parking lot of the Haven of Hope Victims Advocacy Center in Cambridge, Ohio, in November 2021. According to the ethics complaint filed Tuesday. Goddamn victims advocacy. I'll show you, damn it. That's disgusting. Legal. How pissed you got to be to do something like that? Or crazy. The legal profession blog covered the allegations made by the Ohio Supreme Court's Board of Professional Conduct. The executive director of the center, Michelle Wilkinson Carpenter, saw Blakesley throw the can from his vehicle into the parking lot. Wow. Was he parked or was he moving? According to the ethics complaint. Because I was going to say, man, you got a hell... That's a pretty good accuracy there. The can landed close to her car. Blakesley then sped off. He was in motion. Wow. Wow. So you got it to land right in front of this person's car out of a moving vehicle with doo-doo in an open Pringles can, threw it without it spilling anything until it landed? Damn. Wow, you're like the Lee Harvey Oswald of poop. That's amazing accuracy. Blakesley then sped off and drove to the Guernsey County Common Pleas Courthouse to attend a pretrial hearing for a murder defendant he was representing. Oh, what a day, huh? Wilkinson Carpenter was the victim advocate in the case. Blakesley pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct and littering, both misdemeanors, in connection with the incident. According to the ethics complaint, he paid a fine and court costs. According to the ethics complaint, Blakesley engaged in similar conduct on 10 prior occasions. Wow, you're like a serial shit thrower. Indiscriminately choosing the location where he throws the chip cans containing his feces. I think that there might be some kind of a kink here. I'm just saying. People are into all kinds of weird shit. This sounds pathological here. Maybe I might suggest, some kind of mental health screening, something like that. Okay. He withdrew from the murder case earlier this year because he had represented three potential witnesses. Conflict of interest. Who gives a shit? You see how I did that there? But fuck, man. Genetic. Whoa, what's this? I didn't see this earlier. That's cool. Genetically modified tobacco plant produces cocaine in its leaves. Yes. For all of you BMW driving former yuppies out there, this is for you. Researchers have reproduced the entire biochemical pathway for how coca plants make cocaine in another plant, which could help manufacture the drug for scientific study. Oh, I'm fucking sure. Wait till Mexico hears about this, right? Wait till Guatemala gets some of this shit in their hands. The complex biochemistry, just so you know, that sees coca plants make cocaine has been unpicked and replicated in a relative of the tobacco plant. Recreating the process by modifying other plants or microorganisms could lead to a way to manufacture the stimulant or produce chemically similar compounds with unique properties. Yes, they actually found a way to crossbreed or to genetically dick with a coca plant, put it in a tobacco plant somehow to where the tobacco plant still produces tobacco, yes, but the tobacco contains traces of cocaine. Oh, man. I'm glad that shit wasn't around in the 80s. All of your parents would be dead. Former teacher who made adult video in classroom says she was kicked off OnlyFans. What? Okay, this bothers me. I mean, this really does. Let me go off on a fucking just quick tangent here, okay? Why is it that all these teachers now are hot as fuck? Though these young fucking hot ass chicks, God, what the fuck happened? Did something change as far as like educating teachers and the age that they could do stuff or going to school? What happened? My gym teacher, it was a female. My drama teacher was a female. One looked like Don Knotts. The other one looked like Dom fucking DeLuise. And everybody's teachers were like this. My third grade teacher, Miss Armstrong, looked like a Rothschild fucking giraffe. And now you have all of these young, hot-ass teachers. Why couldn't I have one of these chicks when I was in school? I wouldn't have said a fucking thing. You know? God damn, where do these fucking hot-ass teachers come from? I know it's illegal. But look at it from my perspective. You know? Well, being a teenager. A young Marion. My hormones are blazing. Yeah, I would have been fucked up if a teacher had done something like that with me, but I wouldn't have said shit. That's fucked up. Where are these hot-ass teachers coming from? How did this happen? When did this happen? Because female teachers back in the day, they had very well-groomed fucking mustaches. They looked like, you know, the witches that fucking Tex Avery would draw. Calling all filmmakers, dance company directors, video game developers, and eclectic instrumentalists. Heart of a Harper is a new YouTube channel where you could find new age, avant-garde music to license for your creative exploits. The composer behind Heart of a Harper is Jen Willey from Delaware, and her YouTube videos feature electronic music with mixed meter, imitative polyphony, and unusual structure. All of her music is available in score format and MIDI file, as well as the mixes featured on her videos. See, I like to add a little personal touch to the ads I create, whether or not there is a script provided, especially when it comes to music, me being a musician myself. The words avant-garde often throw me for a loop. With that genre, you never know what you're getting into. This channel's music, I must say, brings a fresh breath of air as a listener, and not just avant-garde, but music as a whole. Atmospheric, deep, tinged with even a bit of sadness, illusion, and stillness. At times almost vaporwavy, but in a class of its own. My favorite track is Erroneous Prance, a soothing, meditative experience that takes me to another world, a better world. As an often jaded musician who has a bad habit of rearranging compositions in my head as I listen to them, this music is spellbinding. Give it a listen. A link to this channel will be in this episode's description, so show Heart of a Harper some love. And yes, I slammed the hell out of that subscribe button. So should you. A former Arizona teacher who made headlines after being caught having an OnlyFans account has also been booted off the website. Samantha Peer, also known as Chloe Carter, was once a teacher at the Lake Havasu United School District along with her husband. However, their educational careers could come to an end after the community learned that the couple was making pornographic content on OnlyFans to supplement their income despite her efforts to avoid being found out. Who gives a shit what they do in their personal life? You know what I mean? Who fucking cares? Teacher has an OnlyFans. Oh, who cares? These women want to... things are so fucking bad right now that women are degrading themselves like this in order to supplement their income. Teachers should not have to fucking worry about this anyway, right? Having an OnlyFans account. I'm not saying that women are forced to do this, but if, you know, they're a good-looking young broad, or even if they're not, some of these OnlyFans accounts with women that you would never think would be popular on OnlyFans, there is a niche sexually for everything. But I think it's messed up that in order to supplement their income, these women feel like they have to do this fucking sick, degrading, disgusting shit that I want to... Wow. Huh. Well, after looking at her... Oh, wait, she's not on OnlyFans anymore. Damn it. Fuck. I was going to say, you know, maybe I'm judging OnlyFans a little bit too harshly. Let's check some of this shit out. I'll use my credit card so Cassie... I'll use my credit card. That way there's no statement. Cassie will be like, wow, what are you spending $20 a month on? Food. Yeah. At the center of the controversy was the fact that Peer created a video inside a classroom. Oh, the plot thickens. Okay. That's what did it. Okay. Now I agree with you, school board. Now I agree with you. While Peer admitted to doing so, she said the video was made on a weekend when no children were present. Do you actually think that fucking matters? No, it does not. Oh my God. Extreme or criminal sexual activity is forbidden on the platform with regards to content filmed in a public setting, for example, a actual fucking classroom. Content creators can face penalties if public nudity is recorded in a country where it's illegal. And if it's in an area, so that's why she was kicked off of OnlyFans. That's that. Yeah, that would get you kicked off of fucking OnlyFans. So if you're a teacher who finds a way to supplement their income by, you know, fucking spreading your butt cheeks on OnlyFans, don't do it in the classroom. What a fucking idiot. You could have had something there, but now you did it in the classroom. That's where you done fucked up, son. It's from WAFB9. This is a news affiliate out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. But this happened in Atlanta. Okay, listen. Employees have nicknamed a baby nugget. A what? Employees of a McDonald's have nicknamed a baby nugget after she was delivered in an Atlanta McDonald's bathroom. Wow. Alandia Worthy tells WXIA-TV that her labor was intensifying and her fiancé was driving her to the hospital Wednesday morning when they stopped so she could use the bathroom at a fast food restaurante. Don't ever do that. Don't ever do that. There's a rule of thumb. If you're in active labor and you need to stop to use the bathroom, you're just going to have to buy some new fucking car mats. Don't do that. Because this is what's going to happen right here. Baby was delivered right there in the McDonald's bathroom. She started screaming. Restaurant manager Tunisia Woodward went to see what was happening. I opened this door, didn't see anyone, but I saw feet under one of the stalls. I opened, she was on the toilet, laying back screaming. Then I tell my crew, we're having us a baby today. Woodward and two workers began to help. The fiance, DeAndre Phillips, came to check what was taking so long, only to find that she was giving birth right the fuck there. Wow. I was trying to calm her down because she was frantic, Phillips said. I was just like, just breathe. Just breathe, baby. Just breathe. I know you're popping something the size of a watermelon out of something the size of a lemon, but just breathe, man. You're taking this a little too far, don't you think? You fucking idiot. I took off my clothes. Ladies at McDonald's were at her front side holding her hands. I had her feet propped up on my knees. We told her to push three pushes. She was a fighter. 15 minutes later, Nandi Nugget was born. Oh my God, it's still crazy what happened, blah, 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 blah. And they just keep fucking talking about it and all this stuff. Now, if you're wondering if McDonald's did anything for the family, Yes, they did. The store employees called the child Nugget. But not only that, Steve Attenborough, who owns this particular franchise, awarded the employees $250 gift cards apiece. That's a lot of fucking money at McDonald's. Wow. Woodward said she'll spend the money on the baby. So the parents too. So the parents and all of the employees who were there that day were awarded $250 gift cards at McDonald's. Holy shit, man. Yeah, you could do a lot of fucking eating at McDonald's for that.
$250. Wow.
Man. You do that all at once, that is instant fucking diabetes. That's a lot of money at McDonald's. Nah, well done. I'm glad that you did something, Mr. Franchise Owner Guy. And you weren't just a douche about it. That's cool. Meet the K-pop. Seb. I don't care about K-pop. Skibbity bap bow, skibbity bass, skibbity wop wop, skibbity baby bubby bow pow. It's from CNN. Rats blamed. You gotta say, listen to this. This is awesome. Rats have been blamed for eating 500 kilograms of cannabis stored by Indian police. Yes. This is in New Delhi. Rats in northern India have been accused of eating hundreds of kilograms of cannabis seized from drug dealers and stored in public warehouses. Those rats are fucked up. Rats are small animals, and they aren't scared of the police, okay? They say, fuck the police. They see a shitload of weed. They're like, okay, party time. 200 kilograms of confiscated cannabis that was supposed to be used as evidence in a recent case gone. You got a bunch of high-ass rats. Catch the rats. Use them as witnesses during the trial. Once they come down, of course. Court documents said the police had been asked to provide 386 kilograms of cannabis, but the prosecution flagged up to the court that more than 700 kilos of marijuana stored in various stations across Mathura could be impacted by the rat infestation. Yeah, no shit. This is an operation. I know an operation when I see it. One rat discovers this place and he goes, holy shit, guys, get out of here.
Do you see all this fucking weed? I wonder if they got more, dude.
And the guy, you know, the rat next to him is like, yeah, I know. They got a lot more, man, because there was this one guy that said they're like scattered, you know, all over the place. So what do the rats do? They go to the Don, right? They got to go to some kind of leadership because rats are organized. We all know this. So they go to the Don. Don looks at him and says,
I know they got weed stored all over the city. So here's what you're going to do now that it's confirmed. I want you to go to eat all of it. Just go. Consider it your reward. But I never do anything for free. Now that I let you do this, you're going to do something for me.
So that's what happened. I was there. There's a rat menace in almost all police stations. Hence, necessary arrangements need to be made to make sure that the cannabis does not get fucked with anymore. That's not what they said. I just said that. The rats are guilty as charged. They might now be taking things easy. 2016 study by the University of British Columbia found that the main psychoactive ingredient in the devil's cabbage makes lab rats extremely lazy. There you go. But apparently not so lazy as to, you know, not organize a giant, you know, fucking weed heist. It's Kanye West again. Oh, boy. Yeah, he's definitely in the rogue gallery now. Kanye West announces 2024 presidential bid seems to call for Christian theocracy. Okay. You go to Joel Osteen's thing, don't you? Yeah, he does. On Thursday night, just as much of the U.S. was settling into a much-deserved tryptophan coma, right? Kanye was taking advantage of being allowed back on Twitter, officially announcing his 2024 run for El Presidente. Scattered among clips of floating orbs with the words, ye 24, were more... I'll always get a kick out of that. I just completely lost my train of thought. Were more substantial videos, however, hinting at disagreements and unhappiness with the Trump-Kanye camp, as well as more details about who may have attended the infamous Mar-a-Lago dinner earlier this month. So, yeah, our favorite fucking lunatic is running for president again. And why should you vote for him? Why? Because, I mean, honestly, at this point, everything that we've been hearing, he's no worse than any other fucking politician out there. You know, he's into the same shit that they are. And politicians, I mean, they are these, they're the most closeted, fucked up individuals on the fucking planet is a U.S. politician, period. A Mexican city's inaugural avocado expo featured a Guinness World Record being broken when a team of 300 cooks mixed up 10,957 pounds of guacamole. Whoa, that's a shitload of guacamole. Normally, I don't do stories like this, but damn. November, you know how much of a pain in the ass it is to make fucking guacamole? Imagine this, man, the scale of this. November 22nd, a Mexican city's inaugural avocado expo featured a Guinness World Record being broke when a team of 300 cooks mixed up 10,957 pounds of guacamole. The avocado expert in Peruvian Mahoyohan officially broke the Guinness World Record for largest serving of guacamole, a record previously set by 8,351.1 servings of guac mixed up in Michoacan. I can't pronounce any of this shit! In 2018, the dish, including more than 10 tons of Peruvian-grown avocados, as well as onion, tomatoes, serrano pepper, lime, and cilantro. No Guinness World Records adjudicators were present for the event, but the organization was able to verify the record from afar via live stream. So yeah, it's the real deal. That's a shitload of guacamole. That's a lot of guacamole. I hate guacamole. Yeah. Yeah, I do. This guy from Southern California grew up in San Diego, fucking California, hates the guacamole. I cannot fucking stand it. It's probably the best tasting shit in the world, but I gotta tell you, my mother, she ate guacamole constant fuckingly on everything. Everything. And on top of that, she didn't wash dishes worth a shit. So, I'm serious, I would be eating cereal, and there would be chunks of guacamole floating around in my fucking cereal. Or, I would be, you know, just sitting down, even dinner, you know, whatever, just anything. And there'd be a piece of guacamole on a fucking fork from, like, you know, a week ago. It made me sick to my fucking stomach for guacamole. I cannot stand it. Probably the best tasting shit in the world. But I'm not getting near it, okay? I'm not getting near it. Kind of like your mom's pussy, same thing. Yeah. Boom! Yeah, I said that. Anyway, teacher needed emergency surgery, got married at the hospital? What? Okay, you can wait. Teacher needed emergency surgery, she got married at the hospital, West Palm Beach, Florida. Finally, an article from Florida, and it's not a crazy naked person. Daniel Picoriario and Lisa Siegel weren't supposed to get married on a Monday, but from his hospital bed on November 7th, Picoriorio decided that day was going to be the happiest day of their lives. He'd been admitted to HCA Florida JFK Hospital in Atlantis 3 days earlier with chest pains, only to learn that he needed triple bypass surgery. Okay, now I see why you guys got married in the hospital. This is a triple fucking bypass. Yeah, just days before the couple's planned wedding ceremony. That's pretty sweet, though. See, we ended on a high note. We ended the episode on a high note. Got married. That's sweet. In the hospital. Oh, that just warms my old heart, old berries. My heart sickles. We could do one more, right? Yeah, we could do another one. We're only at 35 fucking minutes, so let's see what else we got here. Come on, give me something. Skibbity bap bow, skibbity bass, skibbity wop. There's that nurse again that cut off that dude's foot, which tells me, Reddit, which is where I'm getting my articles today, that we are repeating. But that's okay. I have plenty of weird news sources, okay? Like this right here. Tokyo. Yeah, oh, that's all I gotta say. Something happened in Tokyo. That's it. Tokyo. Yeah, the end. Bye, guys. But anyway, Tokyo opens the first I can't even say it. The first poop museum to explore a taboo topic among Japanese youth. Okay. Fuck. Japan. Man, you guys. Who put crazy in your fucking water? And when did that happen? I love Japan. I've always wanted to go to fucking Japan just because of this. You guys, especially with the, you know, getting jiggy kind of stuff, you guys are on a freak level I have never seen, never even imagined. It's wonderful. Tokyo opens first poop museum to explore a taboo topic among Japanese youth. The new institution, which adheres to the kawaii aesthetic, mixes the cute, mixes the cute and cheesy with the grotesque. Social media influencers are its target demographic. Now, among the many synonyms for excrement that exist in the Japanese language, the founders of the Tokyo Unko Museum chose the most candid one, Unko, to name an irreverent space designed for female Instagram users. My goal was for poop to stop being a taboo subject for young girls. Why? Why? Is that, that's what you're focused on? Like, if you sit down and tell yourself, I need to change the world in a specific, in a certain way. I need to make the world a better place. What is my mission in life? What is my goal? What is my destiny? And this guy's sitting over here, you know, just imagine that. One guy goes, you know what? I want to start feeding the hungry. Awesome. What about you? I want to fix the homeless problem in Los Angeles. Awesome. Good deal. Okay, what about you? I want to make poop less weird for young girls in Japan. You know, that's what he said. That's that. Okay, okay. So that's your lot in life, huh? With Japanese influencers in mind, Kobayashi filled the museum's rooms with toilets and poop-shaped pieces and shades of turquoise, fuchsia, and lemon yellow. This is fucking weird. Can I just say that? This is fucking weird. Why? I have a lot of whys here, actually. I understand the kawaii thing. You know, cutesy and yucky. Kobayashi explains that far from being a cultural fad, kawaii is a natural extension of traditional Japanese culture. We all fucking know this. But this is what you decided? I mean, you saw this as, this is what's freaking me out, is that you saw this as a problem. Young girls are too turned off by poop. That they're, it's too much of a taboo thing with poop. It's becoming a problem. Well, that, you guys are fucking weird. You're fucking weird. In a weird culture. When you make a culture like Japan, when you're considered the fucking weird one out of that group, you got some goddamn problems. Is it such a big deal that they're not going to school? They refuse to wipe themselves? They fucking pass out every time they look at poop? No, I'm not seeing anything like that. Museum guide invites them to sit down, clench their fists, and counting 1, 2, 3, imagine that they are releasing a symbolic dump. I'm not shitting you. When they get up, I did it again. When they get up, they find in their respective receptacles pieces of plastic poop which resemble poop emoji and striking pastel colors. Who thinks of this shit? Man, oh my God. 6 museums like this across Japan. He received invitations to open another in Singapore, is in talks with several Asian countries where the subject of human poop lacks the taboo it has historically had in the West. What, they don't... Just because they don't talk about their shit doesn't mean it's like a taboo. You're turning it into something weird, you know? That's Japan. They don't like talking about shit. They don't like it. It's something disgusting. It comes out of the body. Your body sucks all the nutrients out of the food. It's got to expel it somewhere. It's abhorrent. It's fucking disgusting. They don't like to talk about it. So now you're, it's just weird. I don't know. It strikes me as odd. Anyway, Japan. I will catch you guys later. That's all we got for this week. And make sure to go on Asylum's. I'm looking at the pictures of the museum and it just does something to my heart. Make sure to go on asylum817.com. That's asylum817.com for all things no disclosure related. All the social media links are there, as well as the link to get to our Patreon account where you can get everything from ad-free, bonus episodes, giveaways of certain tiers, all kinds of shit. Check it out. Shout out to the patrons, by the way. The Kunkel Homestead YouTube channel, Donald Haynes, David Peterson. Thank you very much. The show wouldn't even be around if not for you guys. I appreciate you. I do. And thanks for listening. Okay, guys, I'll catch you later. I love you all. And be fancy. Of course they don't like poop. Nobody likes poop. I mean, nobody likes, you know, it's not a topic of conversation. I know we joke about it in America and stuff like that. But I don't see anybody passing out at the sight of poop, you know, in Japan. God damn. Now, Germany. That would be interesting. Let's open up the Scheiße Museum. Yeah. Well, that'd be some shit going down in there.
Did you know it's the faces here? No disclosure, business miss. Confiscated evidence. No smoking gun. Public has a right to...
Fellow human beings, fellow podcast listeners, fellow just anybody, lend me your orifices. No, that is not what I'm talking about. I got plenty of that at home. I want to let you know that I am selling ad space on the show. You hear my voice right now? Do you hear that? This could be you, or this could be me talking about you. Yeah, check out in the description. From this podcast going forward, I'm selling ad space on the show. You want to talk about your brand? Huh? You want to talk about your YouTube channel, your Etsy page? Do you make handmade glass dildos in your basement? Right here, you can advertise on No Disclosure. Check out the Fiverr link in the description below. It's going to be attached to every episode going forward. This could be you. So instead of just listening to me all the time, or if you want to hear about yourself, because everybody likes that, then check me out on Fiverr. Little as $5. Then, you know, you could make a script on the show. We'll advertise your brand. Whatever, this is it. You know, advertise on podcast, man. This is the way to go. I'm here to take down fucking radio, okay? I'm here to slay it. Why don't you be a part of that? But I get it. You run a small business, you know, the things are expensive. It's expensive to manufacture, expensive to buy. You got to pay the bills. And I know you're doing more than just blowing glass down there. So put an ad on No Disclosure. Check out the Fiverr link below. Advertise yourself. Be fancy with me and let's create something awesome together. Back to the program, baby.